Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Paying your TV license, is it the right thing to do? Does anybody actually still do that? Well, I mean, I certainly can't say on radio that people don't, but big TV licenses changes are planned for South Africa, and that is including a new tax. We need to get a little bit more information about this. Wayne Duvenage is the Chief Executive Officer for the Organization Undoing Tax Abuse, OUTA. Good morning. Thanks for joining us, Wayne. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. So what are the changes that we can expect?
Well, I think they're going to try and collect through multi-choice is one area, and they do provide a service through a non-multi-choice. Mm. That's a negotiation that they have to have and convince multi-choice. I think they've gone down that road and sounds like they've done so. Whether that's right or wrong, is, you know, there's arguments for and against. We've heard them, and not really for us to comment. I think where we need to comment is the fact that the current system of getting people to pay a TV license is not working. They know that. 18% of people are paying. And so it's pretty much defunct. And they've got to change their model. It's like, I don't know if you recall, but in the past you had to have a radio license. They scrapped that because you just can't manage it. So when you have taxes that you can't manage, you have to find other ways to collect it. And I guess the question comes down to, well, should SABC be funded somewhat through national revenues or taxes? And the answer, the short answer is yes, it happens around the world. It is a national broadcast. You must understand that it's not just TV, it's radio. And many people throughout the country, especially in rural areas, the only source of information and news is through SABC TV or radio. So when it comes to that, and there's an education element of it as well, it is something that has to be funded partially, but trying to do so through a TV license system is not working.
If government has to fund the SABC somewhat, why does it need to be paid for directly by consumers of SABC? If I, you know, we're paying for my tax money is also helping to pay a secretary in the parliament in union buildings. I'm paying somebody to clean the chambers. So why is it that there needs to be this link? It doesn't really make sense to me. And if there is a link, well, then surely it should be paid for by those who are using it. The minute you create that link, you've created a reason that those people have got to pay. And if I'm not using it, then why would I pay?
Yeah, no, exactly. So, but as we said, as I said earlier, you know, it is an interesting debate. But we do understand and get the sense that you know, it's something that is of benefit to the state. If your electorate, if your public. Are engaged with what is the latest news, what is happening, keeps everything current, and all the languages, by the way, where it's not feasible. There's no advertising revenue to get information into various regional radio stations as well. Then there is an obligation on behalf of the state. And remember, it's educational as well in some instances, but certainly not the entire amount. They've got to become a self-sustaining model. And if you look at in the UK, BBC, there are taxes that are paid to the state broadcaster. So you do need a state broadcaster, and it needs to be funded. But the question is to what extent and who pays. Mm. It's like saying, well, I don't drive on the Northern Cape Road, so why am I paying for those? And that becomes a big question of, well, what goes into the fiscus and how does government spread the funds accordingly? But They've got to change their business model, and they've certainly got to change their licensing model, because at 18% compliance, that's non-existent. My biggest concern is this, that if there was 100% compliance, they'd be earning more revenue, more than the just under R1 billion is what they're getting now. They'll be earning more revenue than they get from the advertisers, and that would be wrong. So.
Well, more than wrong, it would encourage them, and that's what's happened in the past, to not bother about running an efficient business.
Yeah, exactly.
But the idea, when the idea that we pay for certain services that we use is not a totally unreasonable one. I hear what you're saying about the roads. Well, I don't drive on that road, so I don't need to. But if I live in Johannesburg, I pay my rates and taxes to the city of Johannesburg because I am utilizing the services of the region.
Yeah, but there are regional roads, there are national roads, and there are local municipal roads.
And I'm not saying it with reference to roads. I'm saying that the concept of paying a tax for something that you are using isn't totally unreasonable.
Yeah, I hear you. We've got to just understand that the state has an obligation to spread the taxes and make sure that all infrastructure...
Absolutely right.
We're paying whether you like it or not, and even as a non-taxpayer, everybody pays tax. When you buy food, you're paying VAT, goods and services. So the whole country pays. Some pay a lot more than others, and that's our reality. How that's divvied up, the various business models have to change, is what we're saying. It has to change. Can't continue to rely on TV licenses, but it'll have to get some form of tax assistance, whether that is 20% of its revenue or 10%, and as you quite rightly say, very often these taxes are given to state-owned entities that squander them. So they need to be properly governed and managed, and SABC wasn't. But that's not the case today. What we do see is a more robust board that is asking tough questions, that is keeping the minister at bay, telling her to stop interfering with the affairs of the SABC, and the proper governance has now been kicking in the last couple of months. So, no one's paying their TV licenses. Something must change.
Right, and I guess that's part of it as well. When you have a situation with, with the BBC, if we have to compare it, and I'm sure the Brits complain about BBC as well, but the reality is, people are less resistant to paying a tax if they're getting something for it, and if the standard is reasonable.
Yes.
If we're paying the tax and we think and we know that this is it's substandard, and it's simply a voice of the ANC government, and that there are no measures or controls in place to encourage revenue and to raise the standard, then there's no surprise at all that compliance is so low.
Exactly. No, you're 100% right. And their business model, by the way, has to change. They've got to get outside the box, think differently, and introduce. I mean, BBC has completely transformed itself over the last two decades, whereas SABC hasn't. But I think they're going down that journey, and right now they're starting to come out of the doldrums. So well-run state broadcaster, I think, is good for the country and important. But it wasn't for so long, and that's why the compliance rates dropped heavily. People said, I'm not paying my TV license. That's what's happening, and they couldn't manage it. And government has got no option but to introduce new ways, because laws that are unenforceable are meaningless laws, and they're not going to work.
It's absolutely fascinating. But the best news coming out of this conversation is your endorsement of the SABC board, of the fact that they are trying to move in the right direction, keeping, as you said, the minister at bay. I think these are the important things.
Yeah.
That's how we build confidence. That's how you build a decent standard. They might find that people aren't as resistant to it moving forward.
Yeah, I think that's what's happening. We certainly see it. We have engaged, and it's nice to see the gone are the cloudy days, and gone are the political interference days. That we have been assured of, and we've seen it, where the minister has tried to intervene in one or two appointments or issues that are operational, and they've not allowed that to happen. So this is encouraging, because, at one stage SABC was a rotten organization. It's a bit different now.
Absolutely right. Wayne Duvenet, Chief Executive Officer for the organization Undoing Tax Abuse Outer, talking about SABC's introduction of a new tax.